Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Here's another reason to listen. Work and Work with Del Martin and Lauren Lewis.
You guys every week are able to deliver content that is not only pertinent to our Western New York community, but businesses across the country. And it's not just one-off, it's every single week.
That's according to Mario Rodriguez from Forsetti Protection. Just another reason to listen to the show that's dedicated to sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it happen. That's Western New York at Work, 10 to 10:30 a.m. Sundays.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Western New York, and welcome to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis. In studio with my wonderful co-host, Dale Martin.
Good morning.
I never get to do like the intro, so you always call me out because you're a wonderful co-host. So I got the chance to do it this morning. So I feel pretty special about it.
I love the way it feels.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we have our one and only, our producer, Joe Marino.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. The Sabres game yesterday was probably the best game I've ever been to. It was awesome.
Joe, you are rocking both sports this morning.
Yes,
he's really
I
not.
Have
he's
the
not.
USA no. World Junior
he's
jersey.
Tricking
it looks
us.
Like a Bills jersey.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at colors. That's USA Bills colors.
Yeah.
And the
and it's got Jack Eichel on the back too.
Oh,
it's
no, see now you're confusing me.
It's a strange jersey. It's a very strange jersey, but I think it's cool.
It's awesome jersey. But you are kind of repping both teams.
Oh yeah, and I just got this hat yesterday at the game. The Sabres store is sucking all the money out of my bank account right now. I think I bought about 8 hats in the past 2 months there. So.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I love a good baseball hat, so I get it. Whenever
New
I go
era
to a game, even if it's a game
notch.
Out of city or, like, not even one of my teams, like, I like to get a hat. Feel in the spirit of whatever game I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about sucking money out of bank account, that's a part of our conversation.
It is
and you bought,
such a perfect
you
intro.
You brought a guru with you this
I
morning.
I did. We have in studio with us Tyler Piscitello from Buffalo Credit Repair. In studio with us. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And you were at the Sabres game last night, too.
I was, yeah. It was an awesome game. I thought the arena was just absolutely – it was loud. It was great to be there and, you know, see everyone cheering them on. And, yeah, it was awesome.
Which is exciting because I feel like after the past couple seasons, you're just – I was like, ugh. No, like, I don't care. They have not been good.
They've kind of gotten forgotten about a little bit, but not last night. It was loud, and it was energized, and
I love it.
The stadium was going crazy, so it was fun to be a part of.
I love to hear that. Everyone's kind of said it was like a playoff game in there.
It really was. It was, I mean, it was loud. The loudest by far that I've seen or, you know, been to in the last decade, you know, so it was fun.
No, there were a lot of greats in this arena last night.
There were, yeah. So they had all the captains there from, you know, I believe – every season or whatever, I don't know, there was probably 40 guys.
Wow.
So it was really cool to see all the, you know, all the captains and the greats. And yeah, it was an event. It really was. It felt like a Bills game at, you know, at the KeyBank Center, so it's cool.
So whoever was left and did not go to Nashville this weekend for the Bills game, they were at the Sabres game last night, repping that team.
Okay. Well, that's I think it's we can just go right into what's happening in the world of sports with our sports update.
Thanks, Dale. The Buffalo Bills are in Nashville today to take on the 2-2 Tennessee Titans. The Bills look to improve their record to 4-1 after a home loss to the New England Patriots last week. After sustaining a head injury in last week's game, Josh Allen has cleared the NFL concussion protocol and is expected to start under center for the Bills this afternoon. The Bills have their fair share of players who are questionable for today. Patrick DeMarco, Robert Foster, Teron Johnson, Dean Marlowe, Ty Nsekhe, and Devin Singletary all questionable for the Bills, Singletary expected to be a game-time decision, while Tyler Kroft and Corey Thompson have been ruled out. Kickoff starts at 1 o'clock, and you can listen live right here on ESPN 1520. Around the NFL, Indianapolis Colts running back Marlon Mack is questionable with an ankle injury for today's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll be a game-time decision, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster will also be a game-time decision for this afternoon's matchup versus the Baltimore Ravens as he's dealing with a toe injury. And Ian Rappaport is also reporting that there is optimism that wide receiver Scary Terry McLaurin will return to the field for the Washington Redskins today against the New England Patriots. The UE Bulls took on the Ohio Bobcats last night and fell by a score of 21-20. The Bulls are set to take on the Akron Zips next Saturday, and you can catch the game right here on ESPN 1520. Over to hockey, the Buffalo Sabres have had a hot start to their season as they are now 2-0 to start the season for the first time since 2013. On Thursday, the Sabres opened their 50th anniversary season in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins and won 3-1. Two goals from former Pittsburgh Penguin Connor Sherry and Rasmus Dahlin added the third goal for the Sabres. Last night, the Sabres took on the Devils in their home opener, and the Sabres destroyed them 7-2. Two-goal games from Victor Olofsson and Sam Reinhart. Kyle Okposo, Jack Eichel, and Jeff Skinner also had goals for the Sabres in the winning effort. Buffalo will be back on the ice Monday night as they will take on the Columbus Blue Jackets at Nationwide Arena. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock, and you can listen to the game over on our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550. Over to baseball, the New York Yankees took a 2-0 series lead over the Minnesota Twins after beating them 8-2 last night, and the Houston Astros won 3-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays, and they also have a 2-0 series lead. Two MLB playoff games today. The Atlanta Braves will take on the St. Louis Cardinals at 4-10, and that series is tied at 1 apiece, and the Washington Nationals will look to take a 2-1 series lead as they face the LA Dodgers at 7:45 for Game 3 tonight. This sports update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Dale and Lauren, back to you.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And the individual that makes it happen this morning is the one and only Tyler from Buffalo Credit Repair. And I'm so excited about today's show because, Tyler, I went to your website, and if I can, you know, I can navigate there and kind of speak to some of the things that I saw. You know, I'll just share it with you from an honest standpoint. Customer service, you have some amazing reviews on your social media platform in terms of our clients that your business has helped. And I know that credit repair, what to do with your credit, there are so many different complex areas that you can go in. And before I go any further, I want to just say to our listeners, if you have a question or comment, please give us a call here at live here at the studio, 803-1520. Again, 803-1520 if you have a question or comment for Tyler and the type of work that he does. And so, again, going back to the reviews, I saw 5 stars, and they were mostly related to providing professionalism and customer service. So if you can, tell us about yourself and the company, how you started, and we'll just take it from there.
Yeah, so thank you. So I had a background in automotive sales. I did that for like 7 years. You know, so I have a good background in sales and customer service and understanding how to deal with those problems. And I also, you know, it was kind of, you know, in being in the automotive industry, I noticed a need per se for a good credit repair company. So I was like, okay, well, I can learn how to do this. I did. I actually repaired my own credit. You know, right after college, I messed it up a little bit and I fixed it. So, you know, I kind of stumbled into the business by chance. I took a shot at it. I saw that Buffalo would be a good market for it. You know, there's not a lot of competition. You know, so I was like, all right, well, we can do it. And, you know, obviously, you know, to go back to the reviews, I mean, it's very important. I mean, you know, we're here to provide, you know, a service that, like you said, is kind of, you know, our industry is a little difficult because it's, people are concerned that, you know, we're scammy because there's a lot of like fly-by-night companies and stuff like that. But, you know, we're legitimate. We're here to stay and, you know, provide our customers with great experiences and give them, you know, future opportunities, you know, so they're not held back by the negatives, you know, associated with bad credit.
Yes. And I think it's important to say that I think for individuals, make that, you know, get over the fear.
Yeah.
And they reach out to you. You probably walk him or her through the ABCs of, you know what? Calm down. You know, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But we can help you out. And so walk us through that process.
Yeah. So how we started is, so we start with a free consultation. And that is by far the most important. It's a foundation for everything we do. So we'll look through and, you know, we'll look and see where the client may have went wrong, where they've gone right, you know, and we, you know, we'll go through it with them. And, but yeah, so during that time period, we can actually see, you know, what we need to do. And we map them through everything. A big part of our process is education, because we want the client to understand how credit works and, you know, what not to do wrong and, you know, how to go right and how to make right decisions, because you got to be responsible once we fix the credit too, because you're going to get future, you know, bigger credit card lines and all that. So it's really important, you know, to teach, you know, the fundamentals behind it.
Okay.
In itself.
I was talking to some gentlemen last night and ladies, and because I was so excited again about you coming on today's
yeah.
show. And one of the comments that came up was that we as a country are waiting too late to talk about personal finances. So we should be having the conversation in middle school as opposed to having it in college. What are your thoughts about that?
I totally agree. I really do. It's so important. You know, that to know that at a young age, because like I said, you know, I put myself in a bad position right after college. I was 22 years old, didn't know any better. And I come from, you know, a good family, a good background and all that. You know, not everyone has the liberty to, you know, get the true education. So I think it's absolutely essential, you know, to start it at a young age and just the overall importance of it and how it works and the ins and outs. And but yeah, you're spot on, Del.
I think with credit, I mean, it does get kind of a negative connotation. Like if your credit's bad, it's like this bad,
stigma.
Terrible thing. It's the stigma. Exactly. So I think it's so important. Like things happen. People make mistakes. Sometimes you get into just
life,
different financial situations because of life. And how do you get out of it? How do you make yourself that like in a better position credit wise so you can set yourself up for better financial success in the future?
Yeah, absolutely, Lauren. So how it works is the FICO model is actually somewhat forgiving on that. So how the score is calculated is, you know, it's more so recent. So obviously, you know, I'm negative accounts are on your credit report for 7 mm-hmm. years, but it's weighted heavier how recent it is. So it's like, all right, you know, what's bad is bad. We're going to look to, you know, get that stuff removed. So our process revolves around the Fair Credit Reporting Act. So all U.S. consumers, you know, myself included, both of you, we're all protected by the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And what that does is you can challenge anything that's false, inaccurate, or unverifiable. Mm. So when it's unverifiable, what we do is we make them prove it and supplement it with proof. And a lot of the times the credit bureau can't do that. And that's how we get some of these accounts removed for our clients.
Interesting.
I think we really hit on a very hot topic, because I've received a text already. And here's the question. Is 700, a credit score of 700, is it still considered exceptional score?
It's considered good. It's right in the middle of the good rating. You know, typically we say that anything over a 720 will pretty much get you anything you need in life. But a 700 is good by all standards. I mean, you're not going to get denied on a loan for that. You know, if your income's okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, but a 720 is kind of the magic number.
Okay.
But I believe anything over 750 is considered excellent now.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Well, how does someone get to, like, say they're at a 700, but they want to get back up to that 750?
That 750 mark. So that's tough. That's actually where it gets more difficult, which you just really got to do everything right. So a big thing on it is your utilization rate. So typically, you know, between 25 and 30% is where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything over that, it's going to start taking a toll on your credit card. So it's going to vary a lot, especially if you're using your card.
Yeah.
But, you know, so 30% is that mark. And a lot of it is just long-standing payment history. So keeping accounts open, don't close the accounts.
Oh, okay.
Closing a credit card is actually a bad thing. You know, so obviously there's times and, you know, a need for it. But just, you know, if you have an account open for 2 years and you close it, it's going to hurt your score because it's a short account. So long-standing, good, no missed payments or anything like that, and you'll get right up there.
So if you open a credit card, you know, at a store at the mall, for example, at one point, because you wanted that 15% discount and you're hoping, like, maybe it would help. Like, you know, you want to get that sale. So you start paying it off. You use it a little bit. Then you're like, okay, I need to stop using this card. Like, I'm buying too many clothes. I don't need them. I've been there. I've done that. And I have, you know, whether it's my Banana Republic card, like Lord and Taylor, I don't use them at all anymore. But they're still open accounts. Is that okay to be in that situation?
So, yeah, Lauren, that's actually a really good point. That's fine. So, but what I would recommend is don't close them. Leave them open. You know, the one thing you got to look at, too, is a lot of these accounts, what they could do, too, is they can actually close you for being inactive.
So you
got to make sure you know what the account, you know, if the account's going to close or not. But even if not, maybe, you know, use it once every couple months and buy one shirt, not two, you know, that whole deal. But, it's better to keep it open. You know, typically they say, like, you know, between 4 and 6 revolving accounts, so credit cards, store cards. You know, mortgage and auto loan, it is important to have too. That's part of the credit mix.
Right.
You know, to kind of stabilize everything. But yeah, so that's a good question though.
Yeah.
Really, that's very exciting. Now, guys, I'm going to say this. We kind of did a fast track right into credit. Let's pull it back just a moment because, you know, if you're online or watching TV at home, you see all these commercials, infomercials about, you know, credit repair or taxation, whatever. Is Buffalo Credit Repair an online business? Is it brick and mortar? Tell us, you know, behind the scenes, the structure of the company.
So
it's both. So typically credit repair is always online.
Mm-hmm.
We change that. So we're brick and mortar as well. You know, we obviously do e-commerce too. But so that's kind of where our competitive edge is, where we can bring the client into our office, sit down with them, put a face to the name. Hey, we're here to help you. You know, I'm not a collector calling you for money.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on your side. I'm going to, you know, I'm fighting this battle with you.
Right.
And so that's kind of where we differed. And our clients seem to like it. They like knowing, hey, this is where we are. We're not going anywhere. Come in and see us. And it's been great so far.
So if someone's like thinking, my credit kind of has gone downhill over the past few years, what is their first step to take?
Got to call us. So give us a call at 716-436-5000 and set up a free consultation. You know, we're not going to, you know, we're definitely here to help you.
Yeah.
And in the consultation, if I can't help you, I'm going to tell you that too. But in most cases, you know, we've had a lot of great luck lately getting stuff removed for our clients. And I don't see why we couldn't help. But it's first step is calling for that consultation. You know, you got to make kind of pledge to yourself too that like, hey, I'm doing this. You know, I got to be responsible. I got to, you know, try and budget my money a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of get everything right. You know, so it's kind of like you take a step back to take 2 steps forward.
And is it an ongoing process? Like they come in, they meet with you, and then it's like a process to get them
back to
a decent credit.
Yep. So I would say between 4 and 6 months is how long it takes. The process is a little bit slow. It's, you know, more of a traditional process where everything is done through mail. And that's, you know, kind of how you catch credit bureaus and all of that. So it does take time. The credit bureaus have 30 days to answer. So it is a little bit of a lagging process, but we speed it up as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. With that being said, we'll just go right into our first break. You're listening to Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis here at Western New York at Work, live on ESPN 1520 AM with Tyler. Your credit, your choice. Make the right decision. Don't go anywhere, Buffalo. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
Can you remember where you were or who you were with when you had the best workout of your life?
Hi, I'm Amy Buemi, and when I think back, I'm always at Catalyst Fitness with a trainer pushing me. I love the feeling of working out with women and men at different fitness levels, motivating me to be the best version of myself. And when someone hits their goal, that's the energy I take to keep Catalyst Fitness growing. The best way to get results is to be in a group setting, walk into any Catalyst location and have a goal in mind or needing some direction. We will have the perfect trainer for you. Catalyst has the best variety of equipment and dynamic training areas to make your results happen. The best certified trainers, team training classes, Les Mills classes, cycling, indoor turf area, weight loss programs, hydro massage recovery, and so much more. $9.99 makes you a member. Catalyst has everything you need to be fit at a price that's a perfect fit for your budget. $9.99, all six locations. Visit CatalystFitnessBuffalo.com. Activate your life.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw
back
your hands up and
shout. ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis, and studio with my co-host Dale Martin, our producer Joe Marino, and we have Tyler Piscatello in studio with us from Buffalo Credit Repair. And in the first half of the show, we were really talking a lot about credit. So I'm trying to take away the stigma from it too, and just knowing that, like, you know, life happens. Your finances can get a little out of whack sometimes. But you can go to someone like Tyler and like Buffalo Credit Repair to help you get back on track and start navigating the process. So, Tyler, if someone is in that position where they want to get their credit back, maybe they want to try and achieve that 750 credit score, who do they call?
So they can give us a call at our phone number. So our phone number is 716-436-5000. They can also email us at info@buffalocreditrepair.com. You can email me directly. My email is tyler@buffalocreditrepair.com. Or go on our website, check out our site. It's www.buffalocreditrepair.com. And you can send us a message right there. We'll get back to you right away, and we'll start the process.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
Now, I have a question. Came to mind. You have a lot of – because of – from a career standpoint, you have a lot of freelancers out there, individuals that, you know, may have started their own home business. And so they may be operating as a sole proprietor or whatever the case may be. And their credit is marginal. So they're in business. They're working for themselves. They're 1099s for the most part. Do you ever come across situations where you have to improve both the personal as well as the business credit?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. So it does, we definitely do get that. You know, business and personal credit are totally different, but a lot of the time at that beginning startup phase, it's reliant on the individual's personal credit score. So, you know, there's a ton of different financing that you can get, you know, being a startup that doesn't rely as heavily on credit, but it's certainly important, you know. Mm-hmm. So typically, like, you can get, you know, some business financing if you're, like, above a 650, but you got to have a good plan,
right.
You know, so they're going to really, you know, they're going to weigh in that plan, you know, expenses, you know, income, you know, and revenue and all that. So that's really important to that. It's kind of like it's a process. But, you know, as long as you're in the mix on that, you might be able to get finance if you have a good plan.
And it sounds like you have to really be willing to invest in yourself. We talked, you know, Lauren, you made the comment of how long does it take? And I think the response was 6 months. So it sounds like you really have to be have an investment, personal investment in yourself in
100%.
Order to achieve that 750 or whatever the next threshold is.
Yeah, no, that's very true. There's definitely a commitment on both, with both parties. But yeah, we do need a commitment from the client, you know, for, you know, 4 to 6 months, and, you know, just a personal commitment too to, hey, you know, Tyler, you know, this is what's happening, or, you know, I kind of messed up, I missed a payment, you know, whatever, you know, we can work with anything, but it does require commitment for sure. Because the more commitment that a customer bring, you know, the more committed they are and the more involved they are, the quicker everything's going to happen, the better results we're going to get, so on and so forth.
Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, it's an educational process too.
100%. It really is. And it really is.
How else do you guys work to educate, you know, the client that comes to you and says, hey, I need help fixing my credit?
So, yeah. So what we do is we'll kind of understand, you know, we'll really get into the nitty gritty of it, you know, and explain that, like, inquiries are bad. You know, you do not want more than one or two inquiries every 6 months.
And what is an inquiry?
Inquiries like applying for credit.
Okay.
Yeah. So applying for credit cards, loans, whatever it may be. Right. So that's important. That's something people don't know. They just click, click, click.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then their credit score is adversely affected.
Okay. I don't mean to cut you off on that, but I remember when I was going for applying for my mortgage for my house, I was at Pottery Barn and I thought, oh, maybe I'll open a credit card. And they were like, no, no, no. If you're buying a new house and you're, like, in the mortgage process and the closing process, like,
you cannot, it'll affect your credit. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was so thankful for the associates at Pottery Barn that day. I was like,
that, you had a good one. A good one that was really looking out for your best interest.
That's the inquiry that you're talking about, right?
An inquiry, yeah. And it's just, yeah, especially like on a major purchase like a home where you have the underwriters who are like really looking into everything and, you know, they're looking at it with a microscope.
Right.
You know, so it's really important to, you know, manage that. Obviously, if you're in the process of buying, you know, a home, you know, definitely don't apply for any new credit, anything like that. You know, and then the second part of it is too, just, you know, using it responsibly. Like credit, you know, credit, if you know how to leverage it and use it, it's a great thing. You can do so much, you know, you can really do great with it. But if you don't and you mess up, you're going to be in a world of trouble. So credit isn't cash. You know, it's not cash. And that's the difference. So, you know, if you swipe the card and one thing leads to it, but, you know, at the end of the day, you owe that balance. And how the interest compounds and all that, people don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, so when you show it to them, like, hey, if you had a $10,000 balance, it's going to take you 30 years to pay it off. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the interest is just insane. You see the $10,000 balance, you don't, if you're making that minimum payment every month, you don't see what you're truly paying and your true cost of, you know, of that capital is. So it's really important to, you know, like put it in, you know, in layman's terms, you know, put it out there for them to see. And then they're like, oh, wait, actually, this makes sense. Because your everyday person, you understand credit. You know, hey, my payment's due, I better make the payment. But you don't understand how it truly works. And, you know, you can really, you know, your score can be improved a lot.
What about the individual he or she that may be going through a career change? And so, you know, for whatever reason, they may have lost their previous job, resigned. And, you know what, it's 3 months. They haven't really found, you know, what they're looking for. Their income has dropped significantly. What can they do to protect their credit?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, Dale. And I can speak to that on a personal level, too. You know, obviously getting into this industry and doing this, I had a really comfortable job making great money. But, you know, I did it, too. I wanted to do something different on my own.
Yeah.
So I would say the main thing is to really just kind of live below your means. You have to live below your means for a little while. It's not fun, right? It's never great. But live below your means a little bit. You know, try and just cut expense wherever you can.
No takeout all the time. No extra fee for skip the dishes or DoorDash or whatever it is. You don't eat it.
Yep. Eat at home. Eat at home and save money that way. And just keep looking for a job. I mean, times will always get better, right? You know, it's a process. It's never fun, but keep your head up, stay positive, and you'll find that right job. And if worse comes to worse, give us a call. But, you know,
I love it. The stay positive, keep your head up. Like,
you have to.
Yeah,
you have to. You have to.
But let's face it. The holiday season is coming up. People are going to be spending. Yep. 2020 is right around the corner. So rather than wait till January to have the conversation, what do we want to share with the listeners right now?
Yeah, so that's a good point, Dale. So, yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, you got to keep in mind that this process does take 6 months, right? So if you came in on Monday, tomorrow, you know, it's still going to take 6 months to happen. So 2020 is right around the corner. But if you want to hit 2020 in stride, you should give us a call sooner rather than later.
Oh, yeah.
And that number is?
716-436-5000.
Okay, and if you're online, because a lot of we're always online, what's that web address?
It is buffalocreditrepair.com.
Okay. Simple, straightforward. I love
that.
We know exactly what we're going
to
do with Buffalo Credit Repair. And Tyler, we were talking a little bit before the show too, just about credit in general, the economy. And you'd mentioned that Buffalo's credit as a region from an economic standpoint went from good to stable.
Yeah. It did.
So that's not really a good thing, right?
It's not a good thing at all.
Downgraded a little bit. What causes that?
So there's a variety of factors that go into it. It's not like actually like a measure of everyone's FICO scores, but it is very relevant to what we do because it's measured on a lot of the same key performance indicators that, you know, we measure on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whether it be unemployment rate, you know, just all the different economics, but the fact that it was downgraded does show that we came into this market at a good time and, you know, there's some relevancy to what we're doing here. You know, but, you know, Buffalo's made tons of strides, you know, as far as real estate and development goes. And there's no question we're definitely moving in the right direction. I think the setback can be improved upon. A lot of what we're trying to do is help that, you know, spread education, awareness, and to promote that and to, you know, instill that into our customers.
I think as Buffalo continues to grow and develop and, you know, the economic development of Buffalo continues to move forward, we want people to be in a good place financially and with their credit. And it is great that you, Tyler, and your company, Buffalo Credit Repair, are taking the steps to help our area and our region really be set financially and kind of get their credit in line and get it back up to a good place and educate them. I think that's the biggest key there is having that education. And Dale, you mentioned it earlier with like talking about starting the education process earlier for kids. Like, I don't ever remember learning about credit or
anything
in school. And I think those are some life skills that, you know, maybe they should start teaching students earlier, but as opposed to when you're in the in the moment, that they're like, oh shoot, now what? Now we have Buffalo Credit Repair that'll help us, but at the same time, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. And I need to come see you. I mean, I went to undergrad, I went to grad, and I often would say that academic achievement does not guarantee economic success. What it does guarantee is a debt. You have a student loan.
It's a good point,
and,
Dale.
And if that number is six figures because you decided to go to private schools, and if you don't get into the right career path, it can take 30 years
easily
to repay that debt back. And so many of our college graduates are going to find themselves in the same situation or something close. And that's why I think that this conversation has to be ongoing, because there's so many different variables.
There really are. And it's a good point. I mean, we did some market research and we found that a lot of our demographic is going to be, you know, the people that graduated from college within the last 5 years, because it's a newer thing, right? Because, you know, college has always been expensive. It always will be. But, you know, it's really becoming the message is kind of it's written on the walls. People are starting to see it. Like, it doesn't guarantee economic success.
Right.
It does guarantee a lot of debt, though. And it's like, hey, you know, I could take one of these trade jobs and, you know, make money right away and not put myself behind the eight ball. So people are really starting to see that. And, you know, but that's what we found, though, that's going to be our, you know, evolving demographic is, you know, people that are really, you know, hard up on, you know, student loans and all that. Because the problem is, if you have a $500 student or $600 student loan payment, everything else is negatively affected, right? Because it's all personal finance.
So. The less money you have.
But we have this. Go ahead, Lawrence. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's the less money you have in your bank account, the more student loans, like one more bill out the door.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Affects your bottom line.
Flow. Yeah.
But we do have the solution.
We do.
Okay, and the solution is?
Buffalo Credit Repair.
Okay.
Go to BuffaloCreditRepair.com or call Tyler Piscitello at
716-436-5000.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here, Tyler. I really appreciate it. It was, I think, a great topic and definitely one that we should continue on in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Yes.
Absolutely.
2020 is right around the corner, and we really have to expand on this conversation. Another fast-paced conversation, Lauren.
I think it's a good resolution for people as we're approaching 2020 to, like, maybe start getting their finances in line and help their credit score get back up to a healthy standpoint.
All right. Don't wait till January. Start right now.
Exactly.
Buffalo Credit Repair. Telephone number once again.
716-436-5000.
And do you take walk-ins?
We do, of course. Yep, absolutely.
Awesome.
And we're located at 392 Pearl Street, right on the corner of Pearl and Chippewa.
Okay.
Right downtown.
Perfect. Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, along with Tyler from Buffalo Credit Repair. Enjoy today's game, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Go Bills!
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.